check it out, you know, it's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and it's tuned in to C-Cut 90.3 FM.
It's summertime. Time to hit the road. Hit that Trans-Canada Highway. Past the nation's capital, past the sleepy cows, and into the peaceful pastures of Wakefield, Quebec. For the first time ever, Swoney Peril Popolo presents a day of revelatory offerings in an historic farmhouse, Fairburn House, bordering the Gatineau River in Wakefield. Saturday, June 25th, music begins at 3:30 p.m. On the bill, Swoney Heartstoppers Esmarine, Willie Mitchell, Nada Al-Shazli, and Eliza Caution. For tickets, directions, camping, and all the 411, go to swoneyperilpopolo.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
There we go. If I can hear myself better, I know what I'm saying to you. How is Montreal doing? When I'm telling you, I'm so happy to be back. Season 2, grand return. Before we get into the real things, I just want to say thank you for every one of you that, from word of mouth, that tuned in, that listened, that called, that emailed, texted, stopped me in the street, stopped me in the club, stopped me on my way out of the bathrooms in the club. All the love is greatly appreciated, and I wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. And you guys know this. Season 2 Grand Return. As I said earlier, I'm so fucking excited for this whole new season. So many things that I didn't get to do in the first season that I'm about to work on for you guys as of now. So, for example, I know a lot of you are asking for the episodes and everything to be put on platforms. Now, I am tired of repeating myself. The platform, the link, everything is in my bio. Get to it. There's a link for it. However, we're trying to think big. We're trying to think grand. We're trying to think, you know, a bigger realm. So I think I'm going to work with the CKUT team very soon to, like, maybe put it on Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, Christian Mingle, all of it. Montreal, it truly feels like summertime is finally happening. Don't you feel like it too? I mean, the parties are on and popping, and talking about parties, I'm having two wonderful artists and people that I'm glad to call friends, Rico and Araya from Chimbitas, to come and tell us about the Chimbitas event on June 23rd. And yes, you've heard it here, you heard it here, and you heard it first. I will be hosting. Yes, when I was talking about the long-legged, dark-skinned, blonde bombshell that I was supposed to be hosting, I was referring to myself. You know, I like to describe the merchandise. So you'll catch me on stage June 23rd, but that'll be here to talk about real soon. Talking about parties and everything in the city, you know, reigniting itself for summertime. And my little 2 week of break, you know, I took a 2 week hiatus. I took time to really, I mean, I didn't take time for myself really, because every Monday I was out still. You know, I have things to do. I have a social life to attend. That's how I got this radio show. But to shout out the few parties and the things that I really, really enjoyed myself at, I just want to give a big, big, big shout out to Shaline from the house of Louboutin for Ensemble number 5, the ball that happened, I think it was on Saturday. Yeah, the ball was on Saturday. They've been pulling, and them and their house, you know, and their members and the team and everything, they've been working so hard to give us beautiful balls. And I'm glad to say that I've enjoyed myself thoroughly. And not one, not two, not three, not four, but all 5 of them. Thank you, Shaline. And also shout out to my house brother, my house member, Fautard, who had a nice little after party at Nouvel Etablissement called Paradise Number 2, Paradise Now 002. If you missed the one, you missed the second, it's okay. There'll be a third one, so keep check for that. Ay, caramba. But June 23rd, yes. I cannot wait for them to get here. It's going to be Araya and Rico. I cannot wait for them to get here because we're going to talk about the sickening lineup. When I'm telling you this lineup made me upset. When I'm telling you this lineup made me gag. When I'm telling you this lineup had me question myself. I was like, am I really reading right? Am I reading correctly? Are my eyes failing me? Some names that I've come to Montreal years in the past that I was able to witness and lucky to see. I'm not going to give you no spoil you too much because once again, they'll come. I just like to tease a little, but too many great things to talk about. I'm really excited about it. But Montreal. Before we get into the real things, there's one thing I did want to mention because me, Jack, and Natasha were just talking about it now. For all my fellow sisters, brothers, and non-beanies, and you know, the church of allergies. You know, the people that can't breathe, the people that can't smell, the people that barely can drink water currently. I feel you. And there used to be a time last week. Last week I was questioning myself and I was like, am I the only black bitch in the city with allergies? I always make a point to let people know so they can understand the full situation. That is myself. I wasn't born here. Even though I came here, you know, quite early, I came here around 3 or 4 years old. I wasn't born here, so a lot of things in my head are still, you know, this is some Canadian thing. I don't have to worry about it. Up until it happens to you. Now, for the past week, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, when I say take time for myself, it was giving me and the club a choom, sneezing in a choom. I was doing a lot, but listen, I found out that allegedly, and I'm saying allegedly because I'm not a scientist. Now, I'm a lot of things. I can speak on a lot of things. I know a lot of things. I know people. I know a lot of things. However, science is one thing I tend to mind my business on, but I find it to be quite interesting. So I'm giving you guys this piece of information. Jack and Natasha both kind of confirmed to me that allegedly, the reason why this summer is so bad when it comes to pollen, because I know you guys have been seeing it. It feels like it's snowing in June. Snowing in July, and we're not even in July yet. It is ridiculous. I'd be coming out of my house, and you know, especially when I go out, you guys know me, you see me outside, I like a good face of makeup. Well, my makeup is giving half pollen, because you know, makeup will stick. Pollen will stick on concealer. It is unbearable, it's disgusting. But we're finding out recently, allegedly, that the reason we have so much pollen is because of all the years of mass production of male trees. Yes, you heard it correctly. Male trees. Which makes sense, because in French, it's un arbre. I'm just playing with you. But yes, allegedly, it's because of the mass production of male trees. Now, when you think of it, I want you to, whatever you're doing, put your phone down 1 second and look outside your window. Now, you see all the pollen floating around like it's snow. Well, honey, I don't want you to think of it as snow. I want you to think of it as sperm. Because this is basically what's going on, because I found out that male trees are the ones that, I think, have the pollen and they give it to the female trees that receive it. This is all amazing, you know. You find something new every day. You really do. I know my science teacher must be so proud of me right now. I was never that girl in science, I have to admit. I was never that. Well, you know, I would like to say that the reason why I was never that interested in science is because I'm a Christian. But it is not the case. No. I think the reason why I was never that interested in science is, you know what? Yes, it's because I'm a Christian. Because when I don't know, I let it to God. All right? I never cared too much about what went down with the trees and the plants. I know they look nice, and I know you're supposed to take care of them. But listen, what did I do other than partying in the last 2 weeks? Ay, caramba. You know, I started a new job, too. One thing I'm realizing more and more now that I'm back on the radio, because this last week also was, and the last few days was me getting this episode ready and whatnot, you know, getting the people and people that are going to be involved in the shows and the next ones also. You people know I like to work fast and I like to work steady, you know. But doing all this work, it made me realize how now that I've just started a 9-to-5 in my personal life, and if you follow me on social media, I'm not about to go give the entire address because a lot of people, I don't need them to know where I work. All right. If you follow me on social media, you already know. If you don't, well, do your investigative work. It's easy to find. Now, I've been, you know, kind of, in a way, finding the balance between juggling my social life and work, which is something that, especially now because of the pandemic and how we've all been kind of an almost, you know, professional limbo almost. I know a lot of us have been taking times for ourselves, which is fully understandable. A lot of us have been really taking time to do things that we wanted to do, not necessarily for ourselves, but in terms of our personal careers and our dreams, which is even, not even more, but which is equally as understandable. Because a little segue, one thing that I told, funny enough, I always end up having sex before coming here, but whenever I have sex, it's when I have the greatest conversations, because I pick them wisely. Sometimes. But this one today, I was talking to him and he has this little thing where, you know, he plays with, it's a serious thing, but he, you know, like those people that do miniature work, they like to paint little figurines and stuff. Yeah. He has a whole library of it. It's quite interesting. And before I leave, I make sure to get a little 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds just to give a good look. Because I'm always gagged at the fact that he did it on his own, all of this. Certain things you would think they came straight out of China, out of a factory. He's doing them in his living room. Shout out to him. Matthew. I was going to forget his name. Shout out to Matthew. But me talking to Matthew, the segue is because when he was telling me about those little action figures that he likes to play with, he told me, no, I know it's silly. And I said, no, nothing is silly if you have passion about it. Which is why I believe that when all of us took our times, because a lot of my friends, me included, this pandemic, a lot of people were either, some people were traveling, good for you indeed, good for you. I have a lot of other things I could say, but I'll keep them to myself. This is a wholesome and nice radio show. However, for the others that really took the time to, I think of my friend, I have to give a shout out to my good sis Monib, for example, and my good sis Sayana, both of my friends that have anyway started their own business, and Mimi as well that has released music and started her own parties and stuff. I've witnessed so many people starting their businesses and the pandemic, which is something I find to be so impressive and so something that we should all be, especially as queer people, when it comes to people from our community, because a lot of parties, without us realizing, were started during the pandemic, which is something that just like, you know, me saying this on the mic is kind of crazy, because technically we were not supposed to be partying during the pandemic. I didn't say I was there. I didn't say my friends were there either. I said they were working. All right. But, yeah, I'm saying this because it is my turn, ladies and gentlemen, and unbeanies and everything else. It is my turn to finally get back into the 9 to 5. And when I say 9 to 5, honey, Dolly Parton didn't write the song yet. When I say 9 to 5, I mean, in a way, 10 to 5. And when I say 10 to 5, I mean 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. So I get home at 7, I get 2 hours of sleep, switch the makeup, switch the shoes, back for 9. And it has been crazy juggling the two of it. Listen, it has been quite crazy. But you know what? How I've been feeling about it? I've been feeling, in a way, reinstalled in myself, you know? Because, you know, whether you want it or not, like I told you, I think it was on the maybe fourth episode of season one, I told you guys, this pandemic really made us realize that we were overworked. It made us realize that we were working like mad dogs. And I'm trying not, and I'm not trying to be specious, all right? But I'm saying we were worked to the bones. Like Tina Turner said, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost any minute of sleep. And can you believe? But now it feels crazy to be back during the pandemic because I'm like, well, damn. I used to be doing this all the time. I remember, no, I'm going to put, you know, telling on myself right now, but like I just said on Instagram, if you saw that nice picture I just posted, go give it a like. Yes, yes. But the caption was, I have nothing to hide, and I stand by it. I have nothing to hide. Yes, before the pandemic, I used to be a wild girl. Oh, I used to party. And the only difference is now, when I be out and, you know, socializing with the people, now I be coming back home and, you know, I be giving myself a little time to chill at home. So I didn't come, you know, to work looking like a zombie. Back in the days, honey, shout out to, actually, I'm not going to mention her name because that girl turned out to be a bit crazy. But my girls know who I'm talking about. Shout out to her. She used to drive all 8 of us in a car. Yes, I said 8. That's 3 people in the front if somebody is tiny enough to be squeezed and hidden. And that's 4 people in the back. Don't judge us. We're young and wild. But that girl used to drive me from the club to my house. And when I say drive me, it was drive me and stay there long enough for me to switch t-shirt. And when I say t-shirt, who am I to wear a t-shirt in the club? You know me, it's a bikini top. It's a nice little, you know, sequin something. I like to give a little razzle dazzle. But yes, just in time for me to switch t-shirts, to jump back in that car and be driven back to work. And I used to do this on the regular. But the pandemic showed me that it's not okay. Not because you can do something means that you should do it. I could look, you know, I could cross the street without looking both ways. And I could, that doesn't mean I should. I still can. I still do it sometimes when I look too good and I see somebody looking at me. I like to make eye contact. But that doesn't mean I should do it all the time. Just like partying, just like working, sometimes you have to take care of yourself. And that's something I've learned because of me going back to work, because of me being the long-suffering wife of allergy season. Oh, and I'm telling you guys, I've been suffering. Suffering. And what's so crazy is my boss came back from Italy yesterday, right? Because one of the reasons why I was working so often and I got to take this little 2-week hiatus from CKUT was because I knew, long story short, my boss was going to be traveling to Italy, so I knew I was going to be working a lot, right? So I got myself a little 2-week off so I could do the club, my other gigs, whatever, and working at the little boutique. My boss came back yesterday. All I had to say was, hey, girl. She said, ooh, the allergies, right? I said, can you hear it that bad? She's like, yeah, your voice is usually, you know, you have a pretty deep voice, but now it's giving pretty. And she, I don't remember I couldn't even give you the exact word because I was just gagged. I was like, can everybody tell that I'm sick? I thought I was handling it so well. I thought I was going to get a fucking Oscar from this. Oh, yes. I was like, nobody's going to know I'm sick. I've put enough concealer and highlight to them to see the glow. Oh, I was glowing, but I was sneezing as well and sniffing and all of it above. Yes. But listen, I realize, where are my manners? I didn't tell you guys. Season 2, nothing has changed. You still can call me 514-448-4013. And if you're a little shy, if you're, you know, telephone shy, I get it. It happens. I get it. But you can also email me at askmisschris@ckut.ca. While my chimbitas, soon-to-be colleague on the June 23rd are coming to the show, let me tell you about another thing that's happening June 24th that I'm also, before I get into it, you guys are going to have to, well, you know, I'm on the radio every Monday, so I can let you guys know, but I've been getting booked a lot, and a lot of you guys, I realize sometimes when you come up on the street or you come up to me in the club when you see me perform, whatever, some of you guys don't actually know that the girl on the radio is the same girl on stage, which is something that I love. I feel like Hannah Montana. Oh, yes, I feel like the black Hannah Montana. Like Nikki said, sitting with parrots. But June 24th, House of Barbara. Yes, yes, yes. My collective, my family, my house. We're pulling out a show for you at Sony Il. I never know how to say it correctly, and you would think I would know after all these years. Thank you, Jack. Sony Peril Popolo. You can go on the website because I'm not sure yet for the hour, but it's going to be on June 24th, and it's going to be a late night. Yeah, late night, you know, little situation, little cabaret. We're going to host you guys perform as we do best as Barbara Girls. And you guys saw us at Aibobo last year at Théâtre La Chapelle. And you guys probably saw us at Aibobo the year before because I think it was at Sony. Does Sony ever happen like in the wintertime, January kind of?
No, but we have another one called Lux Magna.
Lux Magna. Yeah. See, I love the Sony Lux Magna. I love how in Montreal as a community, in a way, we are still able to make things like that happen. Because, for example, shout out to Mural, because, you know, I'm also going to be... I am booked and busy. Look at me telling everybody what I'm doing. I'm booked and busy. I have to give that to myself because I'm just realizing it's so different when I'm looking at a pink post-it on my computer. I'm just looking at numbers and dates than when I'm saying it out loud. Thank you, Montreal, for believing in me. And the words of Sally Fields, you love me. You really do. If you know Hollywood history, you know where this came from. Oscar night, tell me the year, and I'll tell you something better. But, oh, I think my guests have arrived. Well, enough stalling. But yes, June 24th, Carte Noire, House of Barbara. We are throwing a sickening hell of a cabaret for you guys. You have to be there. You have to be square. You have to be on your best behavior because it's going to be something. And when I say sickening, I mean sicker than I am. Now, while my guests are setting up, and I'm going to blow my nose and get some water because I'm going to pass out before the end of this show, I'm going to play a song for you guys. A song that from a girl that I actually got to meet not too long ago. Her name is, I mean, you actually probably know her. It's fucking Marie-Mé. Come on now. If you're from Montreal, you know Marie-Mé. And if you're from Montreal and you don't know Marie-Mé, I don't know what to tell you. But I'll play this one for you. Garde tes larmes by Marie-Mé. And we are back. And as I mentioned, oh, wait a damn minute. You guys know how I love giving free ads for bubbly. Ooh. Today's flavor is blackberry bubbly. Before I get into, actually, let me get this sip so I can speak to you better. Yes, whoever, I'm still saying it every episode, whoever brings these bubbly, you are my light, you are my savior. And whenever you see me on the street, come tell me bubbly, and I'll know it's you. But enough free advertising. I have two wonderful people, as I mentioned earlier. I have to my left the one and only Rico. Rico, say hi.
Hello.
Hey, babes. And I have the beautiful Araya.
Hi.
Oh, my God, you guys, how are you doing? How's your day and everything?
We're doing good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. And decided to talk about what we're going to do on June 23rd.
Yes.
My God, but as I, because, you know, every time I have my guests, I like to let them know what we're going to do a bit. I don't like pushing people in the water just like that. You know, I used to be a lifeguard. I know how scary that can be. But we did speak about the, because you guys know it's Chimbitas on June 23rd. We've been posting about it. Rico, everybody has been posting. I've been posting about it as well, if you're following and paying attention. But I want to give you guys today also the backstory, and I'm going to let them speak on that, because Chimbitas is one hell of an event, and it's one hell of a situation.
No,
we need the backstory. Go ahead, girl. Tell
Thank
me.
You. Yes. Rico, I think you're the best person for this.
Yeah, so it started pandemic time, like a lot of things did. I feel like we were all looking for community.
Yeah.
And I was reconnecting with some friends back home that I met in Bogota, Colombia. And
Oh, there's a chair. Okay.
And we all wanted to... We all wanted to raise awareness about what was going on.
Yeah.
Like a lot of social, political issues, a lot of like human rights violations to trans people, to queer people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it started out as a platform just to share fundraisers, to share, just bring awareness to what was going on. And it was me and my friend Juli Cor from Colombia, who started doing that together. And it was just named Chimbitas after an account that they already had.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, this is a cool name. It means like chimba, which is like cool, like
turn it up.
It's like good vibes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then at the same time, I met Chris Vargas from Pelada, and through Chris met Araya, Angie, Haseem, and all of us together decided to start working on our first online event. And it was like an online streaming, like inspired by all the Zoom parties that were going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first Chimbitas was online.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what made it special was that we were booking all these artists, like underground international artists, to do fundraising through Zoom.
Yeah.
And that we weren't only inviting like musicians or DJs. We were inviting performers, fashion designers, short
visual
films,
artists.
Visual artists. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how the family began. Like, just such an amazing project to have, because like Rico said, we bring people from everywhere in the world to showcase, like maybe they don't have the platform to showcase their art, whatever they do, or even their fundraisers, because sometimes you have so many stuff happening that it just gets obliterated and nobody pays attention. So I think that was the main focus for Chimbitas, to bring light to these artists and all the everything that was happening at that moment during the pandemic.
Go ahead, you were going to say something.
Also, like, connecting the communities around those artists. Mm-hmm. Of like,
exactly.
These artists can perform, and while they're performing, raising funds for these causes or people that they know or have heard about and care about. It's always been, like, doing... there was always been, like, an event or a promotion around a fundraiser.
Which is amazing, because it's, in a way, like you said, bringing a platform to a lot of performers that don't get to often perform as much, especially in the pandemic, because I remember... Well, we're still... I always talk about the pandemic as if it was in the past. You know, I'm an optimist. I'm hopeful. But it's giving a platform to a lot of artists and performers. And what I love the most about Chimbitas is, like you said, there's always something to be given back for each event. And I love that. Anyway, it's giving a platform, but it's also using everybody's platform to shine a light on somebody that might need it.
Yeah.
Which is something that I feel we should do. Not we should, because I'm not a... I can only speak for myself, because I don't even throw parties. Look at me telling people not throw parties what to do. But I love that you guys take the time and the effort and the work to do it. Something that I really appreciate.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. Now, about this sickening, this fucking lineup. I have some of the names here because I started doing more. We have, first of all, Coco. We have Teki Risi.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have La Flum. We have Manchado. Frankie motherfucking Teardrop. Make some, if you're sitting at home, because Frankie is a Montreal legend, and I'm so happy to see them back.
Yes.
Frankie, we love you, and we've missed you. We have Tatsio Miloussi, another fucking iconic Montreal person. Tati, I will always give that to Tati, because a lot of people don't know because they don't live in Montreal anymore. But Tati is actually the person, Tati, Amal, and Anka, they're the people that actually introduced me to the queer scene in Montreal. 6 years ago now. So, you know, I hold them dear to my heart. And we have Euro Trail from Germany, I think, but based in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay, this one was like, okay, I need to write this down. Okay. Boazizi, and I'm missing some other names. I think there's Glozy that I'm forgetting.
There's Glozy. Yeah.
Miss Boogie.
DJ Guapis. Mm-hmm. And I think we got everything for the performances. And of course, our one and only host.
Yeah.
I was about to forget myself. Yes. Oh. And the theme. The theme is summer fantasy. Is that it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's
going to
be hot.
It's going to be. You know, I've been looking up nail design for the summer. I'm like, I need to pull something crazy. I don't want to give the guys too much. So people that are listening, you have to buy the fucking tickets. The link is in the bio. Buy the tickets and you'll see what we're talking about. And what I'm talking about when it comes to what I'm going to be wearing on that stage. I like to follow a theme.
Exactly.
But this lineup, one thing that struck me the most with the lineup is that how everybody is from so many different places.
Yeah, international.
Yeah.
It's hard to pull off, and it's definitely been a challenge because live streaming, it was easier to just book people, give them the opportunity to perform, and just pay them their DJ fee, and they would be back home and would send us either a pre-recorded set or do it live. But we wanted to keep that aspect of bringing people from everywhere while doing like a physical event. And it's definitely like a lot of technical and like
visas,
migration.
Like it takes a lot, but we're happy to do it because that's the core of what our mission, to bring people together and artists from different parts and just like put them in the same room for one time.
Yeah, like there's a like Boazizi and DJ Guapis from Mexico, Tayana from Argentina, Manchado from Colombia, and as you said, like Euro Trill Germany, New York, Take It Easy Original from Honduras, but local. And then I think, you know, with the immigration thing, like I wanted to introduce the organizations we're raising funds for, which are AGIR and Les Loques, who AGIR is really like helping trans and queer migrants here in Montreal.
Yeah. Okay, wow.
Yeah, and something we wanted to kind of keep at the core of this, since even within Chimbitas, like most of us are migrants, like all of us are migrants.
Pretty much.
And we wanted to, let's say, like create immigration through, like give opportunities for people to be able to come here and perform. Yes. And then raise funds for queer and trans migrants who are in need of help. Yeah. And then Les Loques is also like helping mainly trans people in Colombia and sex workers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the population is actually like immigrating from Venezuela into Colombia. Oh, and those are people that they're going to like give back with the funds we're going to give to them. So
amazing.
I feel like immigration is like a big theme in our Chimbitas.
I'm so glad you guys are doing this because I talked about it earlier in the show, but as an immigrant myself, one thing is, yes, I came to this country early, but I only got my passport 4 years ago and I had to do it myself. And I'm saying this out loud. My parents didn't help me. I worked hard. But I did it on my own and it's something else.
Yeah.
And if you guys are listening, because, you know, I know especially from when people our age, it's, I wouldn't say rare, but sometimes I feel like most people our age are born here in a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Like second generation.
Second generation, exactly. So for everyone that's the second generation that's hearing this, you know where to send the money, you know where to make donations. Please do, because it's for real. Like, immigration is nothing funny.
Yeah.
We can all vouch for it. It's nothing funny. It's something that people would need help for. But enough preaching. Let's talk about June 23rd. So you were telling me that day activities and night activities.
Yeah.
What's it all about? Tell me.
So during the day, we're going to have a panel conversation. Okay. It's going to be led by Kim Nimkura, Sister Bettina.
Love
Yes. And at the same time, we're going to have a BR World where different artists are going to be showcased in our little like world, like
digital
world created by Tercer Mundo. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be free access for all ages. And that's going to be from 4 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
During the day.
Wow. Okay, that's, yeah. Okay. You guys are doing something. Well, that's a big ass day.
Yeah, that's a big ass day.
It's going to be busy.
And it's going to be at the same place, right? It's at Sala?
No, basically there's like three venues. So okay. There's Casa del Popolo and Soterrania, which are on the same building, yeah. 4848 mm-hmm. Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. And there's Casa del Popolo, legendary queer mm-hmm. house, mm-hmm. host mm-hmm. to a lot of events that's reopening. Yeah, because it's been closed for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's where that's the middle part, right?
That's the other side of the street.
Yeah. Yes, with the little room and yes.
Yeah.
That's where I performed one of the first times. The first Aibobo was there for people I don't know. First time the House of Barbara did it wasn't even a House of Barbara at the time, but our first Aibobo was at Casa, yeah.
It's been an iconic venue mm-hmm. for so long and I'm yeah. happy it's coming back. So okay. It's gonna be panel conversation there with I'm really excited about the host. It's gonna be like digital and physical panel, so yeah. It's all going to be live streamed. And for the panel, we're going to have a couple group of people. There's going to be someone from each of the organizations we're fundraising for, so someone from Agir, someone from Les Loques.
Okay.
There's going to be the people who develop the VR world that are mm-hmm. also going to be speaking, some people from Black Ether, which is a community of artists that raise funds through cryptocurrency, through like NFTs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're also going to have some
super
of the artists
interesting.
That are performing that yeah, day.
It's
like DJ
Guapis,
Eurotrio.
Exactly.
And who else?
It's them too, yeah.
Okay, so some of the DJs are going to be performing during the day.
No, they're going to be talking in the
panel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are booking the girls and putting them to work. I love to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the panel is called, what is it called again? It's building intersectional support networks. So yeah. We really want to talk about how being an artist or just how creativity and community organizing or activism mm-hmm. and technology can overlap together, because that's yeah. been kind of what mm-hmm. we've done through Chimbitas. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. I had no yeah. idea it was online. The fact that it's online, I'm like, okay, wow.
Yeah, it's all going to be yeah. like everything is going to be streamed. So like,
it's
even
like an actual platform. Pretty yeah. much. It's yeah. a platform. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats, guys. That's why I was so excited to have you guys on the show. Because even mm-hmm. way before you asked me to host, I think I already had in mind the next Gym Beatest, because I knew I wanted, when I say people of substance, I'm not saying that my girls that I had on the show before were not of substance. Love you guys. But I wanted to speak about something that I just love seeing my community, especially getting together and just creating shit I'm picking my words carefully, but just that is so important because we need it. Because when I think, for example, stuff like, because you know what, I'll say it out loud because I'm not lying. One thing about me, I stand by what I say. You guys have paid me almost as much as Pride Montreal paid me for the same job.
Yes.
And this is mind blowing to me. And the sense that tells me a lot about you guys and your ethics. You guys respect me as an artist, because there's no way in hell Pride pays me the same amount that you do. And it goes back to something that Mother L posted recently mm-hmm. about, I don't know if you guys saw. Yeah. All these
yeah.
big festival gettings. And I said it a few episodes ago. I went a bit further with the word I used. I said all these exotic artists. But I'm an exotic artist, bitch. I'm an immigrant.
Yeah.
I refer to myself as an exotic artist too. But, you know, they love getting all these artists from so many where else, so many different places. But the ones from here, the people from our community, or the people that are putting in the work here, we don't get the same amount of respect and consideration. But you guys treat everyone with the same amount of respect because you guys are artists at the core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know how it's like.
Yeah, that's, I think, one of our main mm-hmm. concerns. Is like whenever we want to book someone, we need to like work with a small budget. So we do the best to like pay and give back as much as we can and as much as we... Because we value that work, right? But sometimes we don't have the means or the same budget, but we do whatever we can
mm-hmm.
to match it or at least get half of it. Because artists need to eat, need to pay the bus or the rent, you know? And a lot of these big organizations, they don't realize that. They're
like,
oh, sorry, I don't have budget for you right now. But they're paying 10,000 K's for somebody from New York
there
or
you
from
go.
Whatever else, you know?
There you go.
So we're really lucky also to have just found like sponsors that are helping us make that happen. Like Fierté Montréal is giving us some budget to be able to make the free activities during the day happen. Got some Concordia and McGill grants too earlier in the year that helped for the
shout out to McGill. Yes, we're on McGill territory currently.
And some secret donors too, just people helping make this happen and making it be real, because otherwise a lot of this would have come out of our pocket. And it's a lot of work, everyone involved. Like there's so many volunteers and other people working on this outside from, you know, the five people I mentioned earlier. There's like, I want to give a shout out to Javier, shout out to Nate, shout out to Ellie, shout out to everyone, like the digital artists. This artist called Alecita designed our VR host, our 3D hostess that's on our flyer.
I love
it. She's gorgeous. And of course, all the artists that are going to be featured in the VR world. There's a list of like 12 artists that are showcasing their 3D works. And goal is like, first, we're just, you know, acting as a little digital gallery where, of course, like we couldn't give all the artists the same fee as we're giving our performers for the show. But we'd love to be able to turn this platform into, you know, like NFT gallery, or like find ways for these artists to really like get their work out there and just promote that work and help them get like the technological like legibility or like literacy to be able to like use their work and make money from digital artworks too.
100% No, it's one thing, and I always bring it back to the pandemic because it's something that got us, you know, it held us by the throat, by our necks. But it made me realize, especially as an artist, and this day and age, 2022, 2023 approaching, and you know, I'm hopeful, I'm an optimist, but with the world going so fast, we need to know how to use, like you said, put our work and what's the word you use, like a digital?
Digital literacy?
Yes, exactly. I always make it a joke, you guys at home think I'm kidding. I am not the person you leave with a computer. This, my iPhone, what iPhone is this? The 10, the XR? Do you guys know? I always forget.
No idea.
See, it's an old one. I barely know how to work it. So it is something I'm definitely going to, because I know I work that day, but of course I'll be free at night because I will be hosting. You will see me on. Very excited. But I'm definitely going to try to hit up Pass By The Day activities, because that is something I would love to witness.
It's the VR panels until 9 p.m.
Okay, perfect.
A VR exhibit. Mm-hmm. And there's also going to be an AR, so augmented reality.
What is that?
What is that? So it's really great, because at first we only thought we were going to have the VR panel with, you know, the VR headsets, which already is like a lot to take care of for that day. But then our friend Juju came by and told us about this installation that they had using like a Kinect, and just like it tenses the movement of anyone that goes in front, and then it generates like movement of a 3D piece that's projected, and that also makes like ambient sounds. So you'll have to see it to
that sounds
to
like
understand
a whole lot.
But it's like experimental music mixed in with technology, so it's gonna be really nice to have like different kinds of technological installations in the
and
same
realities, because now I'm getting AR and VR.
All the realities.
Yes. Next is PR, Puerto Rico. Oh, that's amazing. Okay, now this is very exciting. Yeah. That's just, sorry, I'm thinking all in, because I had no idea AR was a thing.
Yeah, it's the future.
It's truly the future.
We are in the future.
Yeah. We are. Now, everybody at home, you know the deal. If you want to call and ask us questions about Chimbitas also, send us an email, whatever. I'll give you the number once again, 514-448-401. Ooh, this sickness, honey. 3. You can also send me an email at askmisschris.ckut@ckut.ca. I'm going to play a little song, and then we'll be right back. Everybody is gay indeed. Don't we love Peach Parade? And yes, don't we love the video too?
Beautiful.
Mm, I'm telling everybody, go after the show, not now, but after the show, go on YouTube, watch the video, and witness Mother Al and her beauty and greatness. Now back to the damn show. Chimbitas. Oh my God. Okay.
Summer
fantasy, and fantasy is the right word, honey. Fantasy is an understatement. I'm finding out we have VR, AR. We learned something every new. Earlier, I learned about... Were you guys maybe listening earlier when I... You know what Jack and Natasha told me today?
What?
Before we get in the rest of the night for Chimbitas. The reason, allegedly, why we have so much pollen is because of the mass production of male trees. Oh, yes, there is such thing... I did not know that there is such thing as a male tree or a female tree.
Yeah.
Science is all crazy. Yeah, AR, male trees, VR. What's next? But back to the show. So we talked about the day activities, now the night activities, because that's where I'm coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm.
What about that? Tell me.
That's when the party starts.
Yeah, yes. That's when it gets hot. Mm. So 3 floors is a lot to work with.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. And we wanted to follow the theme of the summer fantasy. And it's consistent with like the VR world that we created. It was about how can we make Montreal feel like a tropical desert island. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do that with the venue as well. So I don't know if Arai, you want to talk about the set design.
So we divided the spaces in the Sunset.
Oh my god,
which is gonna be Sala Rosa, the upstairs. And then we have Under the Water, which is the rave space that's gonna be in the Subterranea. So we're gonna have musical acts in both venues at the same time with different artists. We're gonna have the live performances at the top in the Sunset room, where Miss Boogie
Eurotrill is also doing a live performance downstairs
as well.
Yeah, with a full band. It's giving like trans mask punk icon.
See, now that's her fourth outfit.
And downstairs giving like underwater cave, cave rave.
And so, I never know how to say it once again. Can you say it for me?
La Soterrania.
Like they said. But yes, no, I fully see the underwater, the cave. I fully see it. No, oh my God.
So, we wanted to transform the venue and make it look like completely different from other like events that have happened there. Like, because it's like, it's a fantasy, right? So
literally, you know, I've never,
we want you to be immersed in it and just think like you are in the, this desert island that we created, we're creating for you.
And it's so funny because I, recently I was at a, actually a House of Barbara dinner, and one of my house members, B, their roommate was working on one of the set designs, I think.
We're going to have a set designs by Corium, like some installations. And also lights by Ethan.
Okay, nice. Love Ethan.
So some beautiful light action happening.
So don't miss out. Get your tickets.
And there's also going to be actually like in the middle floor, because that's like a, it used to be, it's still like the restaurant of Sala Rosa. It's a really big room, lots of tables. So we wanted to turn that space into kind of like a chill area where people can go and just relax in between. If they don't want to be, you know, upstairs or downstairs, take a break. Because, you know, what I like from like multi space raves or daily events is that you can actually, you know, go upstairs, and if you're not, it's a different vibe that you want to go for, you can always like go downstairs and check out what's going on. For me at least, like I get tired or like get I get bored really fast.
Also that too.
So I need a lot of entertainment. So I need to be switching around between spaces, and then sometimes it's too much and you just really wanna
a different vibe.
So it's gonna be a really cute tea house moment, lounge space there in the middle.
And it's a beautiful space. They haven't opened it in so long. I mean, every time I come it always looks barricaded, like something happened or something. But okay, that's, this is gonna be, you guys, when I'm telling you, if you don't get, I will be on that stage and I'll be looking in the crowd, and if I don't see you, I'll know. But get your fucking tickets, because this is crazy. Like, just this whole thing, I knew for the night activities, because once again I'll be hosting, but everything that you guys worked on and put together is just mind-blowing.
It's been so much work from so many different people.
How long have you guys been working on this?
Like December?
That's almost a pregnancy.
We're giving birth to a baby.
Giving birth, literally. Oh, that's amazing. And earlier, I overheard you say to Jack, because you guys already knew this one, done with the AR, the VR, and the panels and stuff, I had to be in person. That's just, so you knew from the beginning how much, you know, we're going to have to work and stuff. I'm like,
that's a lot,
and that's something to be proud of. No, honestly.
Yeah, the reward is gonna be seeing everyone there the day of, and seeing it all go, like seeing all the performances happen.
And the performances, you guys, we have people for the ones, one of the bigger names. I think one of the big names. It's somewhat, I'm saying big names because I think Miss Boogie. But also, Miss Boogie, I will never forget when I met Miss Boogie last time she came in Montreal, 2017. She's back. And when I saw her on the lineup, you know, I screamed. When you guys posted that picture on the Chibitas account, I screamed. I said, bitch.
She's an icon.
She's a fucking icon. Part Colombian and Dominican, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Shout out to the Dominicans, the Colombians. But
And Tayana is also a big name in there. Like, I know, I think in Canada maybe like less people know her, but I think since she did that song with Rosalía.
Oh my god.
She produced the track Cute on Rosalía's album, and she's just forever been like a like an idol, mm-hmm. at least in like the Latinx DJ community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's such a great DJ.
I love
so
that.
She's gonna be there towards the end of the night. Yeah.
Okay. And that's amazing. That's another thing that I did want to mention. Thank you for, without realizing, you point out the Latinx community. This is so important because it's so crazy in Montreal. I'll say it because I grew up here. We pretty much all grew up here to an extent. The Latin community is not as there's not as many as much space as I feel, because I can go to any neighborhood and they'll have some black restaurant, they'll have a black whatever, some black owned shop, whatever. But I remember being in Montreal North, though, we had some Latinos. We had a lot of Latinos because, hindi. If you're not from the Caribbean, you're not in Montreal North. Or South America, but...
Shout out to Arepera. Shout out to Sabor Latino.
Yeah. And other people I should be doing free... You know what?
Which, by the way, one thing, if any restaurants are looking to do pop-up or anyone that wants to... do a little cookout in the backyard of Casa del Popolo. We're looking for people to come, come and sell their food and and be present. And plus, if you're from the Caribbean, we love some Caribbean food.
Yes,
but
please.
Welcome to worldwide types of cuisine, whatever you want to cook.
We're not picky. Just make sure that you have some vegan stuff, because I know so many girls that won't eat if it's not vegan.
Yeah,
child, bless their heart. My babies, we have 3 minutes left, so why don't we wrap up with a song? Would you guys have in mind if you could pick one song collectively on Apple Music?
Miss Boogie.
Miss Boogie. Miss Boogie.
Yes.
Ooh, let's see. I heard that she took her stuff from Apple Music. Is it still on? Let's check. If not, we can go on Spotify. Not Spotify. SoundCloud.
Which one are we gonna play?
Digmatize.
I don't know that one.
That's really good.
Miss Boogie. Digmatize. Oh, Dixip. I have Dixip.
Dixip. Dixip.
Digmatize.
Digmatize.
That's not what you meant, honey. And this is Dixipline by Miss Boogie that you'll be able to see on stage amongst a crazy iconic lineup at Chimbitas June 23rd. This was Miss Chris, the Chimbitas crew, and I'll see you next week. Glad to be back.
Besitos.
Bye. Bye.
Medicine, pussy, steaming, give me semen. I need some discipline, that's my medicine. He be sleeping, pussy, dreaming. I need some discipline, I'm from Brooklyn. When niggas fucking Tim, zero cuddling. If you put it in, I'ma hug on it. Tell your girlfriend that I'm just a friend. If you coming over now, then I gotta douche down. Cause that dick hit different when you been a back gal. Sex always sells, it ain't going out of style. My last nigga was strange, I put him in the X-Files. My attitude is nasty, but my booty tastes good. And if you suck it hard enough, it'll make booty juice. Stripes on my ass, so he call his pussy Beetlejuice. And if you get possessive, I'ma have to go ghost on you. Put the choke on you, pantyhose on you. Put some cops on you, call my goons on you. Got these niggas on my tit like a child. Sucking on my nipples, trying to milk me like a cow. Put it in my gut in the back of your truck. Honk, honk, oh my God, what the fuck? Hurry up, bust your nut. You not my boo, don't get comfortable. It's a rendezvous in the bedroom. I need some discipline, that's my medicine, pussy. Steaming, give me semen. I need some discipline, that's my medicine. He be sleeping, pussy, dreaming. Jose, cuervo en mi tocar. Mi cuerpo give me a rush. Without a papa, I blush. Juicy big papa, you know. Your curve hit that spot. Gotta get that wet burst, gotta get that hot. Give me every last drop. Ballerina Fanny gloss on it. Show you how bad I really want it. I'ma put this body on a plate, cause I know you hungry and you horny.
Feminist Waves brought to you by CKUT and the Center for Gender Advocacy. The Dragonroot Media Collective aims to bring you feminist content that challenges interlocking systems of oppression and makes space for voices systemically silenced. Dragonroot understands media as being inherently political and emphasizes media skill sharing as a form of resistance. We meet every other Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Center for Gender Advocacy and welcome anyone interested in learning or producing feminist media to join. No skills required.
Welcome to Dragon Root Radio. We've got a special interview today with Mar from the musical project For Esme. Now, for those who don't know, For Esme is a music project and an unabashedly feminist exploration of self-love and the courage of conviction in uncertain times. The songs of For Esme push the limits of pop and provokes an honest exchange of identity and inner voice. Here is our interview with Mar from For Esme.
Sure. I'm Mar Meredith. I'm the front woman and general creative director of For Esme, which has been my musical project for, I've actually lost track of how many years. I guess we must be pushing 7 now, maybe more. And we've put out 3 records, 2 of which I put out with like the group of bandmates that I've been working with for a while now. The most recent one was Righteous Woman in 2018. And yeah, in COVID, I'm like making music, but I don't have anything to put out in the immediate future, but I'm definitely working on new stuff.